From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization takes steps to deal with the Zika virus. The WHO will convene an emergency committee next week to discuss an international response to the disease amid concerns that it might be linked to rare birth defects. During a special session in Geneva Thursday, WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus has spread throughout the world and in recent years became associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively. As of today, cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and the birth defects known as microcephaly has not been firmly established. She did say, though, it is strongly suspected, and that has changed the risk profile of the virus from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions. After being delayed from Monday, talks are scheduled to get underway in Geneva Friday on what promises to be a long road to peace in Syria. But just hours before the start, it was still not clear who would take part, and the talks appeared to be heading for another postponement. A dispute escalated over which opposition groups should be represented, as well as demands for an end to airstrikes by Syrian government forces and its allies. A major opposition group known as the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee said it is postponing its decision to attend. The group wants to be the only delegation at the talks and was awaiting details on who else will participate before deciding whether to go.